In the late 1990s, a scientist named Craig Venter raised $1 billion from investors to spell out the human genome fast, within a couple of years. His audacious promise drew the ridicule of fellow scientists, thousands of whom had been working on the government-financed Human Genome Project for close to a decade. But Venter succeeded. In June 2000, his company, Celera Genomics, unveiled its rough draft of the DNA sequence found in every human cell. Despite that success, Venter resigned as president of Celera last month. Observers say he was forced out because his brilliant science wasn't adding up to brilliant profits. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Celera, the company's name means speed in Latin, and speed is what Craig Venter promised public investors and why he needed them in the first place.
When you're moving out on the very leading edge of science, you basically have to have your own independent source of funds, or you won't be able to do the experiment in the first place.
Venter spoke to NPR back in 1999. By then, Celera's fortunes were being tracked on the Nasdaq stock exchange. Venter needed investors because he wanted to use a faster and riskier technique than the government-funded scientists were using. He'd proven its effectiveness on smaller organisms, bacteria, actually. But as Venter told NPR, the Human Genome Project wanted nothing to do with it.
We're not talking about, you know, a $20,000 research grant to go do an experiment. We're talking about a couple hundred million dollars just for building the infrastructure and doing the first phase of this experiment. But I don't think if I wrote a grant to NIH and asked them for $300 million that it would be taken too seriously.
Of course, when investors put up that kind of money, they want money in return. Big money. Venter promised that Celera's readout of the human genome would revolutionize the way diseases are diagnosed and treated by going to their very root, the typos or errors in an individual's genetic code.
Craig Venter is a very good pitchman.
Michael King is a biotech analyst at Robertson Stevens.
And sold the whole grand concept of the sequence of the human genome and what that was going to mean or what that will mean to medicine to people. That's why it was, you know, it caught on like wildfire.
Celera's stock soared from $25 in April 1999, when it made its Nasdaq debut, to over $300 by February 2000. Venter's vision was that Celera would sell its genetic information to subscribers, university researchers and biotech firms who'd use it to develop a whole new kind of therapy. But King says there was a flaw in Venter's plan. There weren't a lot of customers out there.
You're basically limited to the big pharma companies, the top tier of the biotech industry, and then academia, but academia just doesn't pay. You know, we've talked to some academic sites that have paid, you know, basically $20,000 for a Celera subscription. You know, you got to sell an awful lot of those in order to make big dollars.
And the big drug makers weren't set to come through for Celera either. This was the first time the whole genome was being sequenced, but biotech companies had been cherry-picking the human genome for many years, deciphering individual genes that looked like promising candidates for drug research, patenting those genes, and licensing their discoveries to big drug makers. There was one other thing. Celera's entry into the human genome effort had spurred the government-financed effort to speed up. In June 2000, just 2 years after Venter formed Celera, President Clinton stood in the East Room of the White House to announce that a rough draft of the human genome had been completed.
Today, we are learning the language in which God created life. We are gaining ever more awe for the complexity, the beauty, the wonder of God's most divine and sacred gift.
Investors didn't feel the president's awe, in part because Celera shared the spotlight that day with leaders of the Human Genome Project, who had completed their first draft, too, well ahead of schedule. And unlike Celera's data, the government's was free to the public. By the end of the week, Celera's stock had lost more than a quarter of its value. Cynthia Robbins-Roth of BioVenture Consultants in San Mateo, California, says Celera's information began to seem less immediately valuable to investors. Not only were the customers not out there, but investors realized it was going to be a long haul between decoding all human DNA and using the information to develop cures for diseases like cancer.
It's sort of like getting a list of vocabulary words, but without the definition. You know, back in high school when they made you memorize all those vocabulary words to pass the SATs, it's like getting all these vocabulary words, but no definition and not even the little pronunciation guide.
Robbins-Roth and others say it became clear that to make the big bucks, Celera itself would have to mine that information. So Celera began transforming itself into a drug discovery company. That's not Craig Venter's kind of science, says analyst Jim Reddick of Bank of America Securities.
To sequence a gene is a project that can be done in a matter of a couple of months or so, whereas to figure out how that gene relates to disease could require years of effort.
Venter left Celera last month, though he'll keep his hand in things as chairman of Celera's Scientific Advisory Board. Some analysts have already put Celera back on their list of top picks. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.